I'm speaking with Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Debbie. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. We are shopping insurance, or we should be shopping insurance. Why is it important that we look around every now and then, Jeff, and take assessment of what kind of insurance we have?
Well, a couple things. One, you want to check around, and hopefully you're either with an agency or looking for an agency that has multi-brands, multi-types of coverages, where they're not confined with just one brand. We're a trusted choice agency, meaning we represent a lot of different companies for each product line, flood, homeowners, auto. So after the first of the year, it's just a good time to do a little recheck, especially in Florida, because you're only 4 months away from the hurricane season, to make sure all is in order as you go into the late spring and early summer.
Now, what happens if we had claims last season, Jeff, and we're afraid to shop for a better policy or really shop for any policy because, you know, what if somebody finds out? I mean, there's that fear factor out there. How real is that?
Well, I mean, it's a concern in the sense that any type of reported claim and a claim that's paid out will be in what's essentially called an industry database, you know, where every carrier will be able to access your claim. So granted you have a claim, but we've seen people that have had claims, got a new policy, and they've actually saved money from the prior carrier. So depending on the nature of the claim, who's at fault, the amount of money paid out, it's really specific to you and the individual claim. But I wouldn't have that be any type of a reason for people not to shop their policy.
Okay, when we're shopping our policy, what kind of information do we need to give you? And explain to me how an independent agent shops for insurance.
Well, what we'd like to do is understand exactly what you have now relative to deductibles, coverage amounts. And we really don't care what you're paying at this stage of the game, but we want to make sure that when we send out your quote with the different coverages and deductibles that you have, is that we get an apples-to-apples comparison. So on auto in Florida, a lot of things are needed because a lot of these variables are included in the rating base. Like, we do run a credit check, we do run your MVR, and we look at your past driving history. And that's all we really need on the auto front, and obviously how old you are. On the homeowner's front, all we really need to see is the coverages that you have on your home. And we'll see if you're over-insuring your home, under-insuring your home, then put the policy quotes out for quoting with a multitude of carriers. You know, that's the beauty of a trusted choice independent agency.
And
we can
very well
send it out to 15 companies.
Sure. And when we send it out to those companies, we're going to get back a wide array of coverages and prices, correct?
That's correct. Well, the coverages will be the same as we put them out, and hopefully that'll be the same as what you have now, so we can really truly see if we're going to save you some money with what you have. But the premiums could be all over the board. I mean, you could very well have the best price in the market at this time with your current carrier, and we'll tell you that hey, you're good right now, stay where you're at, but come back again next year and we'll check it again, because the rates are always changing.
Right. And why do the rates change so much from year to year?
Well, for example, let's look at the auto side. It could very well be the result of their claim history for the previous year. For example, unfortunately, the Hartford last year had a terrible year in Florida. So as a result of that, rates went up significantly higher. But to their credit, they told us, and they said, listen, our rates are going to go up high, so if your customers want to look elsewhere, we totally understand. So that's the main reason. They can't just arbitrarily raise rates in Florida. They have to go to the Office of Insurance Regulation with the state of Florida, make the proposal. It may be a 15% proposal, but the state may say, listen, we'll give you 9%. And they'll accept 9%, and that's what will happen.
And that means they just have to eat the rest. I mean, it was just a bad year.
Exactly right, like any business, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand that when they go to insure their home, they're insuring their home and so much more. There's a lot of different riders on policies. Jeff, how do we know if we're insuring our home for the right amount?
Well, that's a good point. You know, when you insure your home, for example, if you call me, what we're going to do is take your property address, ask you questions about your home, then we're going to put it into the computer, and there's a software program which is called the Replacement Cost Estimator. That essentially will rebuild your home from scratch, from the slab up. Now, we tell you, is your home average? Is it custom? Is it above average? All these variables we put into it, and we rebuild your home. That will establish your dwelling coverage. A lot of people think that market value has a lot to do with their insurance policy coverage. It doesn't. The policy excludes the cost of your land, excludes the market value of that nice neighborhood you're living. It's simply insuring your home in the event that, let's say, it burns down and the insurance company has to pay you to rebuild it. So that's the coverage and how it's done on the homeowner's policy.
And when we're shopping to get it rebuilt with through the estimator, does it take the price of our land in consideration? You know, land is static. Nothing's going to happen to the land. The land is still going to be there. Do they back that number out?
We back that out before we even put it into the computer. All we're worried about is building your home from the slab up. Market value of your neighborhood, land value, all comes out of the equation, where that coverage is strictly for your home, your structure.
Got it. When we're looking at the stuff that we're going to insure inside, this is where it can be a stickler too, because if we have collections or guns or works of art, we need to tell you those things, special jewelry, because there are special riders that we can get on our policies that make it cheaper for us to insure it.
That's a great point, because truthfully, most carriers in Florida will only cover any type of jewelry to a maximum of $1,000. So that's a good point to bring up when you're discussing your personal contents in your home. Now, we have separate jewelry riders,
right,
that will insure that vault of jewelry on a separate policy. But generally speaking, in Florida, most carriers will only cover up to $1,000. There are a couple exclusions with carriers that'll give you maybe up to $20,000, $30,000, but always a good question to ask when you're talking about homeowners insurance. It's probably one of the number one issues that comes up when somebody has a burglary in their home. They say, well,
right,
my jewelry got stolen, and they get $1,000 and they just lost $40,000 worth of jewelry.
That's the time it's too late to find out you weren't insured properly.
You got that right, for sure.
Yeah. And I think some people answer the questions that they understand, and if they don't understand it, they're not going to be game to give you more information. They don't want it to cost them more, but yet they need the coverage.
That's just it. You know, I mean, being in the industry, I mean, I'm a high deductible proponent.
Yes.
Up to a certain point, you know. I mean, historically, you'll go through your life without having a claim. So the monies you're picking up by having a higher deductible in terms of lower premiums makes sense. Now, that strategy backfired this past summer in Florida when we had hurricanes, but, you know, for the past 15 years, it was a great strategy.
Now, how does an umbrella work with your policies when it comes to hurricanes? Because not everybody probably is offered an umbrella with their current company.
No, that's true. I mean, the hurricane really won't impact the umbrella. You know, the umbrella, you're really getting an umbrella for liability coverage, you know, in the event that you're sued.
Okay, and that's mostly for your cars.
Exactly right. I mean, it essentially will follow you as you get into your car, go to your home, go to your rental property that's in your personal name. That liability shield is in the event that you get sued in any one of those three venues. But the hurricane really doesn't have a big part in terms of the liability exposure.
Jeff, how do we get a quote from your company, and how early should we start shopping for coverage before our policy renews with our current carrier?
Well, once again, good point. I mean, most people will get the renewals for their car, their home, their flood insurance, typically 30 to 45 days before the renewal date. So that's a good time to start, just so, you know, the broker agent that you're talking to has plenty of time to totally explore the market, get back with you, have time to sit down with you, talk about everything. And then if you choose to proceed, plenty of time to get all the paperwork to you, deal with your bank, you know, to get the payment release from your escrow. So 30, 45 days is a general rule.
Okay, how do we contact your agency for more information?
Well, if you go to our website, www.bentleydknight.com, all the information's there, where you can send us an email, or you can call us here over in St. Petersburg, 727-344-4500.
All right, so 30 to 45 days out, we can start shopping. You shop all the carriers, and you go through those quotes with us to let us know what our options are.
Exactly. And like I said, if we see that you have a great policy premium, we're going to tell you, you know, you're doing good. Stay where you're at, but give us a call next renewal.
Got it. Thanks so much for being with us today.
All right, then.